This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Union Cabinet has approved one-time budgetary support of 10,000 crore rupees for oil marketing companies to provide aviation turbine fuel ATF price stabilization support to Indian Airlines for the domestic and international operations. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, "This is a self-sustaining revolving fund which will help to stabilize ATF prices for scheduled Indian carriers."
ATF price stabilization fund mein,
a self-sustaining revolving fund has been established under the ATF price stabilization fund. Airline carriers who want to participate in this will be provided aviation turbine fuel at a stable price during the current crisis. This is expected to significantly reduce the adverse impact on the aviation sector, where over 70 lakh jobs had started to be affected by the ongoing stress in the industry.
Because of the stress in the sector, wo isse significantly mitigate hoga.
The Union Cabinet has also approved a scheme for support to the National Capital Region Planning Board for replacement of old trucks and buses in Delhi NCR area. Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has also approved the construction of a new coastal highway from Rameshwar to Paradip to in Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that yoga is gaining tremendous popularity across the world. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "Today he will join the first World Yoga Sanha Sports Championship 2026 virtually. The championship will be held in Ahmedabad, Gujarat." Mr. Modi said, "The platform has brought together yoga enthusiasts from around the world." United Kingdom Secretary of State for Foreign Commonwealth Affairs Yvette Cooper arrived in New Delhi on a two-day official visit to India. Ms. Cooper is scheduled to call on the Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. She will also meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar this evening. The Ministry of External Affairs said her visit will provide an opportunity to further strengthen the India-UK Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. In a major political development in West Bengal, Rita Pratap Banerjee has been appointed as a leader of the opposition in the West Bengal Legislative Assembly. The appointment follows the Assembly Speaker's reported recognition of a rebel group of Trinamool Congress legislators as a separate legislature party. A total of 21 people lost their lives after a fire broke out at a guest house in the Malviya Nagar area of New Delhi yesterday. Delhi police said that the deceased include 9 Indian nationals and 12 foreign nationals. The police said a case has been registered and an investigation is underway. They further informed that Lovekesh Bajaj, the owner of the building in which the fire broke out, has been detained. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister's office said that the lapses that culminated in the tragic fire in the guest house will be examined with utmost seriousness and accountability will be fixed wherever it lies. The United Arab Emirates has expressed its solidarity with India following a deadly guest house fire in New Delhi that claimed several lives and left others injured. In a statement, the UAE Ministry of Foreign Affairs has conveyed its condolences to the families of the victims and reaffirmed its support for India in the aftermath of the tragedy. The newly sworn in Karnataka Chief Minister D.K. Shivakumar has announced free bus passes for all students in his first cabinet decision. Briefing the media, the Chief Minister said students can register and obtain free passes. He also announced measures for employment generation for youth registered with employment exchanges, stating that the private sector will be encouraged to provide job opportunities. Additionally, the Chief Minister announced a grant of 2,000 crore rupees with the Greater Bengaluru Authority to improve road infrastructure. National Payments Corporation of India has officially partnered with ACLEDA Bank to launch Unified Payments Interface UPI acceptance in Cambodia. The Ministry of Finance said that the first phase enables millions of Indian travellers to make seamless QR payments at over 4.5 million Cambodian merchants with a two-way corridor to follow. It said that the subsequent phases, the corridor will become fully bidirectional. In badminton, India's Ayush Shetty advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of the Indonesia Open Super 1000 with a comeback win over China's Wing Hong Yang. And that is the end of this news bulletin.